Hey kids, we're back once again. Conspiracy the Insignificant, the world's greatest, perhaps the universe's greatest short broadcast. Ah, yes, the popular culture and weird obscurity continues to drizzle down over my head. We're going to start by talking about Fred Thompson. The newest inductee in the Conspiracy of the Insignificant Hall of People Who Should Not Be Forgotten. Fred Thompson, not Thompson with a P, T-H-O-M-S-O-N, was a silent film star discovered by America's sweetheart, Mary Pickford, back around 1919. He was a Western star. Nowadays, yeah, the Western's sort of making a comeback, but Westerns, as you film buffs know, were a real staple of Hollywood and filmmaking for the bulk, especially the early years of filmmaking. You had such stars as William S. Hart, Tom Mix, and of course later on we had Gene Autry and Roy Rogers, which an odd little side note, a couple weeks ago I noticed in the news, they were great rivals, Gene Autry and Roy Rogers, throughout both of their careers, but good business sense apparently has won the battle finally, as the Gene Autry Museum apparently bought out all of the Roy Rogers archive and collection. So now, somewhere in heaven, Gene Autry has turned to Roy Rogers and said, "I own you." Oh yeah, and now back to Fred Thompson. Fred Thompson was a big star. According to this article on one of these Western websites, he was right up there. The only ones bigger than him were like Tom Mix, maybe, and talkies. He never got to make one. That's oddly enough, he made such films. Most of his films, like most silent films, don't exist. But listen to these titles: The Sheriff of Tombstone, North of Nevada, The Mask of Lopez, The Two-Gun Man, Thundering Hoofs, The Wild Bull's Lair, Hands Across the Border, The Pioneer Scout, The Sunset Legion. But working on his farm in 1928, he stepped on a rusty nail or something, because according to this here article, a few days before Christmas of 1928, he began limping, waking up in intense pain and a 104-degree fever, and that's a quote, and that's a lousy sentence. He was rushed to the hospital, where he was first diagnosed with kidney stones, but didn't make the recovery the doctors had hoped for, and he passed on Christmas of 1928. And over in Wikipedia, they say he died of tetanus. God, that's just horrible. That's just, and his horse was very famous, and possibly, you know, Tom Mix's horse was Tony, and of course, his white Palomino horse, 17 hands high, was Silver King, who was supposedly a great horse, a fabulous horse, who appeared in his own series of three real westerns from Imperial Studios, starring a cowboy named Wally Wales. Of course, Imperial Studios, I've never heard of them. Must have been a real, what they called a Poverty Row studio. But Fred Thompson could have been a big star, was sort of a big star, but stepped on a nail, got lockjaw, and died. You can't beat it. Oh, man. And here's a new song from the Rubber Room Entertainment Laboratories, coming right on down the lake.
Don't care what people think of me, just gonna be what I wanna be. Don't care what people think of me, just gonna be what I wanna be. Don't care what people think of me, just gonna be what I wanna be. Don't care what people think of me, just gonna be what I wanna be. think of me. Just gonna be what I wanna be. Don't care what people think of me. Just gonna be what I wanna be. Don't care what people think of me. Just gonna be what I wanna be. Don't care what people think of me. Just gonna be what I wanna be.
Yes, a catchy little ditty indeed. Oh man, I just love all this electronics and being able to piece stuff together and reconstitute it. And yeah, that is the result of some of that new experimentation here at the beautiful, well-appointed Rubber Room Entertainment Laboratories Test Kitchen and otherwise air-conditioned luxury resort. For all of us feeble-minded producers of sound and vision. Yeah, the conspiracy, I mean, I've been places on that show that I did, and by the way, if you haven't heard the show that I did with Bob Lament, head on over to onsug.com, because it is the first of many hybrid shows, some of which I will no doubt be producing, appearing on. It's going to be good. And that show was interesting. 17 minutes of co-babble, unlike anything else in the history of internet broadcasting, so to speak. Anyways, we were talking about Fred Thompson. We were talking about production. And let's see. The fellow who wound up with the horse, Wally Wales, while we were listening, I looked him up. He lived until February of 1980. His real name was Hal Taliaferro, and he appeared in over 220 films between 1921 and 1964, obviously outliving his being second banana to the horse Silver King. He actually did appear in a couple of bigger and famouser westerns. Most notably, he was in the classic Red River, where he played Old Leather. And a tetanus, God, I looked that up also, and oh man, there's a number one, if you go to Wikipedia's page on tetanus, there's a lovely painting by Sir Charles Bell depicting muscular spasms, specifically opisthotonos, in a patient suffering from tetanus, and oh, that does not somebody's entire body is curled into a U. Ooh, what a horrible way of dying. And oddly enough, it looks like Fred Thompson, out of modern people, besides maybe John A. Roebling, the civil engineer and architect who designed the Brooklyn Bridge, he would have to be the most famous and well-remembered victim of tetanus. Other people, George Montague, Joe Hill Lewis, who was a Memphis blues musician, English footballers Joe Powell and Tom Butler. Roebling got it after he had his foot amputated by a ferry, which crushed it into a wharf. Oh, and he, of course, the story goes, didn't even get to see the finished Brooklyn Bridge as he passed on before the completion. And again, what a way to go. Ooh, tetanus. See what popular culture does? You learn all sorts of things about diseases, obscure Western people, old movies. It's all here at the Conspiracy of the Insignificant, because I may be the last person on Earth who cares who Fred Thompson was. Conspiracy of the Insignificant is brought to you, as always, by the Overnightscape Underground, onsug.com. If you're not already there, get there. Rubber Room Entertainment Labs. This is your host, PQ River. Thanks for listening, and tune in again real soon, would you?